Welcome to another Apple Watch feature demonstration. And in this demonstration, I thought I might show you how you can send a message using dictation on your Apple Watch. My wife's currently away at a conference as of this recording, so I thought I might send her a message, wishing her luck for a presentation that she's doing tomorrow that she's also practicing today in front of her other team members. So let me just touch on my Apple Watch screen.
9:43 and 30 seconds.
I'm going to press the side button or the friends button on my Apple Watch.
Friends. Ellen.
And let me flick, and it said Ellen, that's the last person I contacted, that's my wife's name. Flick to the right.
Sarah. Button. Jessica. Button. Ellen. Button.
Okay, there's Ellen. One finger double tap on Ellen.
Ellen.
And if I flick through.
Ellen. Button.
So flick to the right.
Phone.
Button. Okay, so we've got phone.
Digital touch. Button.
And double tap to digital touch. So flick to the right.
Message. Button.
Message is what we want.
Double tap to message.
So double tap to message.
Message. Okay.
And here we have some preset phrases. So it's currently sitting on okay. Flick to the right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks.
THX.
THX. Thanks again.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cool.
Cool.
Great.
Great.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
No.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Sure thing.
Sure thing.
Nope.
Talk later. Talk later. I'd probably use that one.
Can't talk now.
Can't talk now. Yes, use that one as well.
Hold on a sec.
Hold on a sec. Yes, absolutely.
Call you soon.
Call you soon. I use that one all the time.
Text you in a bit.
Text you in a bit. Probably not.
BRB.
BRB. Be right back. Maybe.
What's up?
What's up?
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
Sorry, I can't talk right now.
Sorry, I can't talk right now. I'm doing a podcast.
Can I call you later?
Can I call you later? Absolutely.
Thanks.
Thanks again.
Cancel. Button.
Cancel.
Emoji picker. Button.
Emoji picker, and that's for the emojis that you can pick, and yes, you can access them with VoiceOver.
Dictate. Button.
And the dictate button. Now, let me just touch towards the top of the screen.
Cancel. Button.
Okay, that's the cancel button, the top left-hand side of the screen. If I touch the bottom right-hand side of the screen.
Dictate. Button.
That's actually the dictate button. So you don't have to flick left and right if you don't want to go through the various options. You can either touch on the top left cancel button or what I just did on the bottom right hand dictate button. And of course, to activate, one finger double tap, I can speak what I want to say and then tap the screen again to have it translated into text. Okay, so to dictate, one finger double tap. Hi, comma, hope your practice training session for your presentation today goes well, full stop. I just did a one finger double tap again. So I touched the top left hand side of the screen.
Sender's audio.
I've got sender's audio. Now that's actually a heading. Okay, so I flick to the right.
Audio message.
That's actually the button. And then if I flick to the right again.
Sender's text.
Sender's text is a heading. It's not the actual text button to send the text. Flick to the right again.
Hi, hope your practice training session for your presentation today goes well.
So if I wanted to send it, that message, which is now correct as a text message, I actually double tap on the text I've just dictated, not on where it says send as text message. Okay, now if I flick to the right one more time,
cancel button,
I can cancel if I got the dictation incorrect. All right, so I flick back to the left.
Hi, hope your practice training session for your presentation today goes well.
Okay, and I want to send it, so one finger double tap on the actual text that I just dictated.
Hi, Ellen. Back button.
Okay, and it's actually gone, and I've come back to Ellen's options. Now, if I want to make sure that's actually been sent properly, I can check in messages itself. So I'm just going to use Siri, hold in my digital crown. Open messages. And it vibrated when I knew when to speak, and it vibrated when it was going to do its thing. Okay, so here's messages. Touch the top left-hand side of the screen.
Messages.
Flick to the right.
Ellen Woodbridge, and red. 9:55. Hi, hope your practice training session for your P. Okay. Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
So just a little preview of the actual message. If I want to go into it, of course, one finger double tap.
Ellen Woodbridge, Ellen. Back button.
Okay, flick to the right.
Ellen Woodbridge, 20 minutes for room service. 7:52.
She was talking about room service this morning.
Today, to the right. 9:55.
It should be my message. Flick to the right.
Your message. Hi. Hope your practice training session for your presentation today goes well. 9:55.
Okay. Flick to the right.
Do
Okay, it's been delivered.
Reply button.
And I can send another reply if I wish. Okay, I'm just going to press digital crown once.
Clock face. 9:57 and 26
seconds. And I'm back to my clock face. So that's how easy it is to send a message with voice dictation. And I don't know whether I'm imagining things or not, but the voice dictation...
Messages.
Oh, I think my wife just replied to me. Touch my screen.
Messages.
Let's flick to the right.
Ellen Woodbridge. Ellen Woodbridge, thanks. 9:57.
Ah, there we go. Is that nice?
Reply.
And I've got a reply button.
Dismiss.
Dismiss, and I'll dismiss that for the moment, and I'll reply to it later.
Dismiss. 9:58 and 8 seconds.
Okay, so as I was saying, that's actually not a bad little demo of actually receiving a message as well. As I was saying, that's how easy it is to send a message using dictation on the Apple Watch. And I must say, the dictation in Siri on the Apple Watch seems to make a lot less mistakes than Siri on the iPhone. I'm not sure if that's my imagination or not, or if I'm just taking more care with dictating, but it seems to be a lot more accurate when I've been sending messages on the Apple Watch. So that completes this demonstration of using messages with voice dictation. As always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.